Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
The Saudi government has already acknowledged its role in the killing of Mr. Khashoggi. The CIA has reportedly established with high confidence that it was an assassination that was ordered by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Do you accept the intelligence community's assessment of what happened?
According to a newly declassified intelligence report, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is likely to have approved an operation in Istanbul, Turkey, to capture or kill Saudi Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In evidence mostly contributed by the CIA, the Crown Prince is expected to have supported violent measures to silence dissidents abroad, including Khashoggi. Khashoggi was murdered in 2018 inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. However, Saudi authorities blamed his death on a rogue operation by a team of agents sent to return him to the kingdom. And a Saudi court tried and sentenced 5 individuals to 20 years in prison last September after initially sentencing them to death. In 2019, the prince said he took full responsibility for the killing, however, he has denied ever giving the order. The release of the declassified report on Friday is expected to mark a significant shift in US-Saudi relations. Former US President Donald Trump pursued closer ties with Saudi Arabia through a relaxed relationship. Back in 2018, he ignored the intelligence by the CIA advising him to distance the US from Saudi Arabia.
And Steph, I've talked to people who have listened to the tape of that killing and they say that it was absolutely grim. And so President Trump's answer to this was to simply ignore the intelligence, pretend it didn't exist.
President Joe Biden is expected to take a much tougher stance on certain Saudi positions. The White House said that President Biden affirmed the importance the US places on universal human rights and the rule of law. And next.
A US aircraft targeted one target with multiple sites on that target used by Iranian-backed Shia militias for weapons smuggling. There was no immediately available battle damage assessment as a result of those strikes, but that would be something we'd expect perhaps in the coming hours or the coming days to get a better sense of A, what was targeted, and B, what the result was.
The US launched airstrikes on eastern Syria. This is the first military action undertaken since Joe Biden became president. As it stands, there has been no details given on any casualties. The strikes on Thursday evening were in retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq that took place on February the 15th that killed a civilian contractor and wounded coalition troops, including Americans. The targets were at a control point on the border with Iraq. The Pentagon said multiple facilities used by Iranian-backed militant groups were destroyed. According to an anonymous US official, the strikes were intended to send a clear message that President Biden will act to protect American and coalition personnel. US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reassured that the US were confident in the target they went after.
We're confident in the target that we went after. We know what we hit. And we're confident that that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes. And so you'll get more information in terms of the effects of the strike as time goes by.
The Pentagon's chief spokesperson, John Kirby, also reassured people that this proportionate military response was conducted together with diplomatic measures, including consultation with coalition partners. The strikes come as the US tries to get Iran back into negotiations with a view to both countries re-entering the Iran nuclear deal. The 2015 deal between Iran and six major powers limited Iran's uranium activity to make it harder for Tehran to develop nuclear arms, an ambition Iran has long denied having, in return for the easing of sanctions. But former US President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018, saying it was one-sided in Iran's favor and reimposed sanctions that have continued to cripple Iran's economy. Under Trump, tensions with Iran soared, reaching a high point after a US-directed drone strike killed top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. However, Joe Biden hopes to reinstate a positive relationship between America and Iran. And finally,
it is feared that over 300 students, girls, might be missing because the entire number of students in that school is about 600. And from when the headcount was done, just about 55 were accounted for. But this is actually what we know at the moment, and we're monitoring to, get more details from the government with regards to the number of students kidnapped and, of course, the perpetrators of this act.
On Friday, gun-wielding men abducted 317 students from the Girls Science Secondary School in Zamfara State in Nigeria, one of a series of student kidnappings in the country. The attack is the third to happen in the past 3 months. The attacks were carried out by several large groups of armed men operating in Zamfara State, described by the government as bandits. They are known to kidnap for money and for the release of their members from jail. In Nigeria, kidnappings have been frequent over the past few years. However, little has been done by the government to take aggressive actions to punish the bandits. In fact, Nigeria's Minister of Information and Culture tried justifying the kidnappings by saying even the most developed countries have kidnappings take place in schools.
You see, for the same reason that even in the most developed country in the world, school kidnapping takes place. Last year in the US, we also witnessed at least 3 or 4 school kidnappings. And that is in probably one of the most developed countries in the world.
Following Friday's abductions, Nigeria's UNICEF representative, Peter Hawkins, called for the immediate release of the schoolgirls. However, the president of Nigeria failed to make an immediate statement. The police and the military are reported to have begun joint operations to rescue the girls. However, the interventions by authorities in Nigeria seem to be unpromising. According to local witnesses, the gunmen also attacked a military camp and checkpoint, preventing soldiers from interfering at the school. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.